Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, I received a letter from you all, and I just have some questions.
Okay. Is there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
Yes, 2411-1901-0041-1796.
1796. Okay, let me pull your information up here. Okay, and I'm showing airtight windows and doors?
Right, so it's actually Taylor Doors LLC, but I trade as airtight.
Okay, is this Curtis?
Yes.
Okay. And is this the business line, or is this a cell number?
This is my cell.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry, so that was, you just changed the business name, or did you take over?
No, I've always owned the company. I restructured back in 2012 and just changed the corporate name. I changed my corporation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, and what was that, the name again, that it was changed to?
Taylor Doors, LLC.
Taylor Doors, LLC. Okay, perfect. I'll update that.
And it's been that way for 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Perfect. But you're still at the 7855, is it Bel-Air Road address? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So what we sent you was an offer for financing, and we do have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, I'm actually thinking about expanding my business and getting into renovations.
Okay. What does the business do now?
Windows and doors.
Okay. Is it mainly residential, commercial?
Residential.
Okay. Okay. And did you have a time frame for the expansion or?
Well, what I want to do is I'm going to start, if I do this the way I'm thinking about doing it, I'm going to start flipping properties.
You're going to start flipping properties?
Yes. I'm going to buy a property, renovate it, and sell it.
Okay. And would this still be under this business, or would it be a completely different entity?
No, it would be under my business. It would be under, because I'm a general contractor, sort of under my general contracting license.
Got it. Okay. And you would just need some capital to get this started?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have an amount in mind?
I'm thinking 150 to 200.
Okay. Do you have a time frame for getting the funds?
No. Something struck me the other day when I was sitting at the table talking to my wife.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, hey, you know what? I got to start looking into maybe doing a loan against the building business, or however I want to do it, have the company pay the loan back and start gaining, start picking up some properties and flip them.
Okay.
Because I want to retire in about 5 years.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Now, what did this business do for gross revenue last year? And what are you on track to do this year?
My airtight business?
Yes.
I gained about 16% last year.
Okay.
And right now I'm on a 19% increase.
Okay. So what was the, do you know what the gross revenue was for 2015 on your tax returns?
It was $500. My gross sales were $530,
okay. And this year that's going up a little bit?
This year I'm looking at probably close to $600.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any working capital loans open currently?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. So for this particular program, which would be the best fit for what you're looking to do, which is using unsecured funding, for other ventures, we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So maybe $50,000 to $60,000 to start. And that amount can go up from there. And it would be unsecured funding, so it's going to be usually term length of 2 years would be the longest term.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, 50 or 60,000 doesn't help me.
Yeah, okay.
I either have to get a loan and do it all or nothing. I'm either going to get a loan and do it all or I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
Because
the 150. Because you need a certain amount to come in and purchase the property.
Right. I'm figuring if I get a property at 100, I'll put 40 in it, and I'll have 10 tucked aside just in case.
Right.
And then I'll flip that property in about three and a half, four months.
Okay. So right now, what do you think your monthly revenue is around? What do you think you're averaging per month?
Me personally or my business?
No, for the business.
The business is averaging about $50,000 a month.
Okay.
That's about average.
Okay. Yeah, because I think
What if we looked at securing a loan?
What kind of assets do you have? I mean,
I've got equity in both my. I've got two properties. I've got equity in both properties.
Mm-hmm. Some of the items that they will usually look at would be equipment. So heavy equipment, yellow iron, things of that nature. Things that have good market value. They don't really like to do real estate involved loans. But if you had any type of equipment, I don't know, you had mentioned that you do construction. Sometimes they'll use that.
Yeah, I don't have any equipment like that.
Nothing like that? Okay.
No.
Yeah, so we're
all right,
looking
well, like at... It was a try. I just wanted to give it a call. Like I said, I got the letter. I wanted to call just to see how that would play out.
Sure. Do you need capital for any type of inventory or anything for the existing business to get have that?
No, I'm sitting on capital that I'm not spending right now.
Okay.
The business is doing well, and I'm actually sitting on capital.
Okay. So the $60,000 just wouldn't even help at all, even with what you have.
Wouldn't do me anything,
but
all that would do is put me $60,000 in debt.
Yeah. Okay.
Is really all that would accomplish, and I don't need to go in debt for anything unless I want to do the properties.
Sure, that makes sense.
So other than that, I don't need to go in debt.
Yeah. Okay. And
so,
is this the only business that you own right now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Well, if anything changes,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'll hold on to your information. Something comes up, I'll give you guys a shout.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.